desire was to create an entity that he called man. If you're not familiar with your Bible, or if you think the Bible, as far as the Old Testament is concerned, is a book of history, you will miss God. If it wasn't for the Old Testament, it wasn't for the people of the Old Testament, if it wasn't for the blood of those people that were shed, you wouldn't have a church. Hallelujah. For the New Testament is built on the Old Testament. The promises of the Old Testament are being fulfilled in the New Testament. Hallelujah. All of the prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Ezra, they all prophesied. They prophesied not to their times and not to their people, but they prophesied to a new people that would be coming. They were talking about a new church that was going to be born. Hallelujah. Because God knew that religion was not going to suffice. God knew that religion wasn't going to get the job done. Hallelujah. What God wanted in the very beginning was not being manifested at the end of the age or the dispensation of the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Maybe you should go back to Genesis sometime. How long has it been since you read Genesis chapter 1? Hallelujah. You know, we have to sometimes go back to the beginning in order to finish the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know that God created the world. He created all of the things in the world. Hallelujah. And He created them for a specific reason. He created them for a specific purpose. Now, what if you were God? If you were God, hallelujah, and you were eternal, you have no beginning, you have no end, and yet you create an element called time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did He create this thing for? Hallelujah. But I'll give you another mystery. I'll give you the mystery of time. Do you believe God has no beginning?
Yes.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that God has no end? You really believe that? You really believe that? You believe that God has no beginning? Who is Omega?
Mano Omega.
No, you mean who is Alpha?
No, who is Alpha? Thank you.
Alpha Mano.
Who is Alpha?
God.
Huh?
God.
Does that mean God?
Yes. God.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that right? Do you know what Alpha means?
No, Alpha means
Alpha. Alpha is a Greek word.
Greek word.
Do you know what it means? It means beginning. So you have a God that has no beginning, that has a beginning. Don't you find that a little confusing? You have a God that has no beginning, no end. Who do you call Omega?
Omega man, no.
What does Omega mean? Omega means in the Greek, end. So you have a God that has no beginning and no end. And yet you have a God that has a beginning and an end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is the mystery? The mystery lies in the puzzle that God gave you and I as humanity. They disclosed to us that in the mind of God, He gave a certain amount of time for a certain thing. And that thing had a beginning. And that thing has an end. Hallelujah. Because God is an eternal God. So everything that God creates has an eternal purpose. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Everything God creates has an eternal purpose. Hallelujah. You walk outside here and you see a tree. That tree is just a shadow of God's eternal purpose. Hallelujah. Because the Bible calls men of God, women of God, trees of righteousness. Hallelujah. When God created, when the animals were created, and Adam brought forth the nature of the lion. Hallelujah. That lion was a symbol. That lion was a symbolic. That lion was a mystery of God that was walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Bible calls Jesus the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everything God makes out there. Hallelujah. Everything that God created. God created it for a specific reason. God created it for a specific purpose. Hallelujah. So what was it that God created it for? Hallelujah. Well, in Genesis chapter 1, we can find the reason for which God created it. Hallelujah. So it took 6 days. 6 days he took, and on the evening of the 6 days, God brought forth the creation that was in his mind from that very beginning. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 26, and it says, and God said, it says that God said, now brethren, the Bible says, he that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that means that God does not speak words. In the entity of God, there is a thought pattern. Hallelujah. It wasn't God walking around in space as in a human form. But it said that God hovered over the deep. The Spirit of God hovered over the deep. Hallelujah. It hovered over the deep. Hallelujah. Brooding as it were over the deep. So when God said, it wasn't words that God was speaking. Now remember, God is an eternal being. You're going to have to walk behind me if you want to follow me. God is an eternal being. God is a spirit. In the entity of God, everything that is God is inside of God. Hallelujah. And when it said that God said, it means that God pulled out of himself. He pulled out of himself an energy that we cannot even fathom. Hallelujah. And when he issued it out, hallelujah, it says that God said, hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. And light was created. So you have the power of creation. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, devil's been trying to rob my voice.
Hallelujah. So God, when he created this world, and he created everything in it, everything had a spiritual reality, everything had a spiritual purpose. And something else, brethren, It had a spiritual destiny.
Yes, amen.
It had a spiritual omega.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It had a reason for coming. It had a reason for abiding. It had a reason for existing. And it had a reason. It had a reason to come to a place of finish and fulfillment. Hallelujah. You know, the devil wants you to believe something. The devil wants you to believe something. The devil wants you to believe that you're this poor little human thing that is living in circumstances that are outside of your control. That you are subjugated to every whim and wave of the devil. That's what the devil wants you to believe. But brethren, that was not in the mind of God in the beginning. That wasn't the thought of God. That was in the thought of God when he began to create the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thought of God in his mind was that he was going to create an entity of life that was superior to any other form of life that he had created. He was going to create a life that was far above the imagination of what man could even comprehend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was within the mind of God.
Amen.
Verse 26. Again, God says. Come on, listen to it. God said. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something about God when he speaks. Hallelujah. God is a prophetic word. God is a prophetic utterance. God is a prophetic action. Hallelujah. Because God is the same today as he was yesterday, as he will be tomorrow. Hallelujah! So what God had in his mind yesterday is what God has in his mind today. And it will be what is in God's mind at the end of the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, out of God came that energy. It invaded the environment of the planet. Hallelujah. Just as the Spirit of God, it says in verse 1 of Genesis, the Spirit hovered over the deep. The Spirit of God is now hovering over the environment of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he put into action a word. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? He loosed the word of prophetic utterance. He said, let us. Did you hear it? God called himself an us. That means that God made an agreement with himself. When we talk about God, we're talking about a triune being. We call him God the Father. We call him God the Son. And we call the God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the three of them got together. And they began to have a council in heaven. Hallelujah. Listen to me, brethren. In every verse where it says God said, it always uses the Greek word Elohim. And Elohim is God. And nowhere else in that first chapter where God said, let us do so, let us make so, let us be there, let this be. Hallelujah. He always said Elohim. But when it came down to verse 26, hallelujah, the we became an us. Hallelujah. That means that God at that time, in some manner or another, divided himself up into three entities. And each of those entities had a job to do. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Each of those entities had a job to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In order to do what God said he wanted to do. Hallelujah. You have God the Father. Look at him as the man who brings forth the idea. You have God the Son. He's going to be the manifestation and the representation and the vehicle by which you and I come to the position of fullness in God. You have God the Holy Spirit. It has a designated reason. It has a designated purpose. It has a designated job. Hallelujah. Without the Holy Spirit, you would not know the revelation of God in man and God in eternity. Loose them. Hallelujah. He said, and God said.
Amen.
And God the Son said. Amen. And God the Holy Spirit said. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us make man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make man, brother.
Amen.
Not as a human thing. Not as a lowly creeping thing. Not as something that is despised and despicable. Not as something that is weak and frail. But let us make man. In our own image. And in our own likeness. Oh, Shatanaya Mandaya. You know, I've been coming to Ethiopia for 7 years. And I have been here long enough to know that your Amharic Bible says that when it created man to be, when it prophesied man to be created in his likeness, hallelujah, it means that God in his mind, and then the mind of the man Jesus Christ, which had the mind of God, and in the mind of the Holy Spirit, they understood that man was to be divine.
Amen.
He was created to be eternal. I am not talking about eternity out there somewhere.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 John chapter 3. God, our brother John began to prophesy about you and me. He said, now! Now we the sons of God! And I went into the Greek to make sure that now wasn't a mistake. Hallelujah. And now, I don't know, in your Amharic language, what does now mean? It means right now, doesn't it? As you sit in that chair, now, 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 now! want you to believe that either. Huh? He wants you to believe that you're Ethiopian. You're sitting there and you think you're Ethiopian. Are you bought with the blood? No, of course. Are you bought with the blood?
Huh?
Are you Ethiopian? Are you Ethiopian?
No.
The Bible tells me in John chapter 1. He says, born. Not of the will of man. Not of the will of the flesh. Not by circumstance or happen chance. You know, you, some of you can't help how you were born. And some of you can't, and all of you can't help where you were born and who you were born with or to. But somewhere along the line, brother, God confronted you. Hallelujah. Confronted you with your plurality and your immorality and all of the sin and death and degradation. Hallelujah! All of your Ethiopian heritage! And God spoke a word to you! God said something to you! It may have been a man! It may have been a woman! But it was God speaking to you! And you responded! And the blood went into your soul! And you became born again! So that means you're no longer tribal. Not in the natural realm, not in the natural sin. You're no longer Ethiopian. You are now become the seed of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
And I don't mean a natural Abraham. It says by faith. Abraham. Hallelujah. Went out from Mesopotamia seeking God. Because before you met God, you were dead. You were dead. You were on your way to hell. God intervened in your life. Hallelujah. And you know, my being here is another sign of God's divine intervention into your life. Hallelujah! Because, brethren, I'm not preaching church. I'm preaching some ship. Hallelujah! I'm not talking about an organization. I'm talking about an organism. I'm talking about an entity that Saint, that Brother John saw. He said, no, you are the sons of God. It does not yet appear what shall be, but this we know, that when he appears, we shall be like him.
Amen.
You know, the devil wants you to believe that you can be perfect after you die. That's what the devil wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that you cannot be perfect now. That's what he wants you to believe. But you know, Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 11, the last verse, hallelujah, says something very much different. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Hebrews chapter 11, but it starts out with Abel. And it goes up through Seth and Noah and Abraham. Hallelujah. And it goes on to call all of the people who were afflicted and persecuted and killed and died. Hallelujah. And it says of them, they have not received the promise. But read that last verse. Don't stop there. It says, they, all of those who we call the heroes of faith, they cannot be made perfect without us. That's you. This little baby over here. Hallelujah. Cute, adorable, lovable, cuddle. Hallelujah. That little baby, when it signs the blood of Jesus Christ, has the power to destroy hell and every demon in it. Hallelujah. You know, my wife and I have lived a long time. We have 7 children. We have 22 grandchildren. Hallelujah. And they're sweet, and they're lovable, and they're cuddleable, and I love them. I love to hug them and kiss on them and pet them. Hallelujah. But I want them to be sons of God. I don't want them to grow up to be Asbil. That is my last name. I don't want them to grow up to be American. I want them to grow up to be sons of God. Hallelujah. But you know something? I'm the patriarch of my family. All the rest of my family are dead. I'm the patriarch of my family. So I have to set the example. I have to follow God as I see Him. I have to speak God as I see Him. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about in a public forum. I'm talking about in a private place, in the home, in the workplace. Hallelujah. In those places that you think nobody is looking. Hallelujah. But God is looking. God is looking. Hallelujah. Will you tell that lie? Or you say that bad thing? Or you speak a thing that is evil? Who's God hears. God hears. God hears. Hallelujah. So I have to begin to examine my soul. And when Adam rises up, when Adam, who is Asbil, rises up, I must take the axe and lay it to the root of the tree. Do some. Hallelujah. Because you see, this thing doesn't come by somebody waving a magic wand over your head. It is through much tribulation, much persecution. You know, brethren, I don't know why it is as we as Christians believe that we have a smooth, easy ride into heaven. The Bible says, through much tribulation, you enter into what? The kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is eternal purpose. There is an eternal destiny. And when you come to a position of relationship with Jesus Christ, hallelujah, when you hear the word that God has spoken to you, hallelujah, the breath of God blows in upon you as it blew on a hunk of clay there in the garden. Hallelujah. It says that when God breathes, and God issued out of His being the reality of His of his character. All of the DNA and genes that was in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God breathed. And I breathed. I took a deep breath. And I became a living soul. So, I'm human, but I got divinity inside of me. I got divinity encapsulated. It's like all this flesh. I got it deep down inside of me. What is divinity? It's the omnigreatness of God. Hallelujah. I have it here somewhere inside of me. Buried in this hunk of clay. Hallelujah. I got the omnipresence of God. I got the omnipresence of God. I have the omniscience of God. I have the omnipotence of God inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you get it out? I got to move it. God, where is it? Where is it? How do I get it out? When I get angry, God is inside of me. And I'm hurting him. I'm submitting to a familiar spirit. Anger was a spirit in my family. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? It isn't my... Oh, yes, it's my human nature. We think that because it's our human nature, we have a right to get angry. Hallelujah. You have no right to get angry if you got God inside of you.
Yes,
amen.
Or if I get into a state of depression. Oh, poor me. Oh, poor me. Oh, poor me. Hallelujah. And I come to my friend Jamal. Oh, Jamal. You don't know just how rough I've got it. Oh, Jamal, will you please pray for me? Pray for me, Jamal. Hallelujah. I got the omniness of God inside of me. Hallelujah. I have no right to be depressed. I have no right. No right to be depressed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine Jesus Christ being depressed? He had a vision. He had a vision.
Yes.
He was looking beyond the natural. He was looking beyond the natural into the eternal. Hallelujah. He was seeing the eternity of God. He was seeing the heavens around him as open, like an open book. Hallelujah. What did Jesus have that I don't have? When I am born by the breath of a living God. Hallelujah. What do Jesus have that I do not have? Hallelujah. It says in every way, in every aspect, in every form, he was tempted, tried, pushed, and pressed. Hallelujah. And it says of Jesus, he overcame. He shook off his humanity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a little principle. When you are born again, you are not only born of the breath and the blood of God. You are not just born anew and fresh. But you are born out of something and into something else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are no longer a citizen of Ethiopia.
Amen.
You are a citizen of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God is your supreme being.
Hallelujah.
God is your Father. Hallelujah. And you're born out of any tribe that you were born in. And by the spirit of adoption, you are brought into the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And your brothers and sisters become those who are born of like breath and of like blood. Your traditions don't teach you that. I've been all over Africa, believe you me. I've been coming in and out of Africa for over 30-some years. I know about the spirits. I know about the traditional ceremonies. The marriage ceremonies. The burial ceremonies. The birthing ceremonies. All of the ceremonies. Hallelujah. That are paying tributes to spirits. Oh, no. You've tried to cloud it. We kind of make it more sophisticated than that. We want to make it something psychological. Hallelujah. We want to make it something that is in the realm of psychic phenomenon. Hallelujah. But there are princes, devil princes. There are hell angelic angels that rule over the world. And you know, we are under the subjection of those spirits. You know, I was a farmer, and on the farm I had a horse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that horse wasn't for plowing. That horse was for riding. Hallelujah. We didn't need horses to plow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I watched that horse sometime. We would go out for a very hard ride. And we would come in. And I'd unsaddle him and brush him down, get him all nice and neat and pretty. Hallelujah. And then I'd turn that horse loose out into the pasture. You know what that horse did? You know what he did? He found the nearest mud hole. He laid down into that mud hole. And then he rolled himself this way. And he rolled himself that way. Hallelujah. And all that pretty grooming. Hallelujah. That sleek and shiny hair became one big mess of mud. Hallelujah. That's you and me. With God inside of us. Hallelujah. But there is one thing the horse did that always gave me a sense of pleasure. When that horse got up out of that mud hole, he would start to shake himself. And he would start at his head. And it would work down his neck, and it was just going like this. And then it would go back over his shoulders. And then those shoulders would start shaking with the rest of the body. Hallelujah. It would go down the body, and that body would just start shaking. Hallelujah. Until it's finally down to the tail, and it's going like this. Hallelujah. And that mud was flying this way and that way and flowing this way and that way. And you know, when he got done, he didn't look half bad. Hallelujah. Isaiah says, shake thyself from the dust. The dust that is your humanity. Because God prophesied to the woman. He prophesied to the man. He said, dust thou art. And unto dust shalt thou return. But if you shake yourself from that dust, hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, rise up. You hear me? Not just get up out of a sitting position. That word in the Hebrew means to rise up means to take off with a force and a threat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like a rocket would be coming out of its holder, going for the heavens. Hallelujah. He says, rise up. And then he says, sit down. Huh? So if you're rising up and you're sitting down, you're in a higher position of authority. You're in a higher realm of God. You're in a new arena of visibility. Hallelujah. You're in a new area of being, your sensory perceptions being acutely aware. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is not a matter of going to church. A lot of us go to church to ease our conscience. We pay our tithe to ease our conscience. We work these natural things without working the eternal goodness of God, encouraging it, nurturing it, and fighting for it. You know, my family had a spirit of alcohol ruling over it. It ruled over my grandfather, and I'm sure it must have ruled over his father, and it ruled over my father, and it had made inroads into my family, and my siblings were becoming intoxicated with the thought of drinking. But I was not exempt from it. And I found myself slipping, sliding down into a deep hole of drunkenness. But when I got saved, when I got really, really born again, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I began to come against that intoxication. I begin to fast. I begin to pray. And brethren, it was not a simple thing. Hallelujah. It was a work of labor. Week in, week out. Hallelujah. Month after month. Year after year. One day I broke through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know something? God gave me a testimony of the power that I did in breaking the back of that spirit over my children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My father was an alcoholic for, probably 64 years. He would drink a fifth of whiskey a day. A fifth. And he did it for 60 years. Hallelujah. And he was so bad that it was eating the lining of his intestines from the inside out. And it was so thin that he was bleeding out. 3 times he was taken into the hospital. And every time he tried to quit, he could not quit. But the day that I broke the back of that spirit, God delivered him of that alcoholic spirit. Hallelujah! And from that time until the time he died, he was a sober man. And my children have not had the problem of that spirit ruling over their lives. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And my grandchildren won't have any problem either. Because what God does, God does it well.
Yes.
I had a problem also of bad language. I could not talk without cursing. I'm sure none of you probably have that problem, right? Hallelujah. Of course, there's no cussing in Amharic, right? I've never heard you cuss. I've heard a lot of Amharic. I never heard you cuss. So there must not be any cussing, right? Oh, boy. Hallelujah. And, you know, it was very bad. I knew more curse words than I knew proper English words. But when I came to God, nobody had to tell me that my language had to change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I begin to go to God in fasting and prayer. I said, God, I need to break this thing. I need to break the power of this thing. My mouth, God, should not be defiling.
Hallelujah.
The environment in which I am in, my mouth should not be pronouncing curses and not blessings. Deliver me! Hallelujah. Week in, week out. Month after month. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, it's easy to stop saying it.
Yes.
It's not so easy here. I have done it so long. So much. And so proficiently that it was written indelibly upon my brain. And though it would not come out of my mouth, it was in my brain. And I go to God and I say, God, deliver my brain. Your promise that is that my sins will be as far from the east as to the west. Your promise, Lord God, is that you will wash me whiter than snow. And you know, I don't know when it happened, but I found out that it did happen. I'm also a carpenter by trade. I've worked 20 years, 22, 21 years in the carpentry business.
But
we don't build with stone. We build with wood. It's manufactured woods. We call them studs. I don't know. They're pieces of lumber that are square and oblong. And when we make a wall, we lay a plate down. We call it a piece of wood, a plate down. This way. And we lay our plate down here, this way. And then we take boards or studs and put them like this in between the boards. Hallelujah. And as a good carpenter, you have these, what we call 16-penny nails. Hallelujah. They're about that long. And I have a hammer. It's got a ball with a corrugated head on it with a claw on the other end. And at that time, I don't know what it would be in other measurements. It was 32 ounce, which was a heavy hammer. And you would take that thing. You would stand on that wood. And you would bend over like this with that nail. And you would take that hammer and you would drive that nail. If you're a good carpenter, you can bring it into the wood in 3 blows. Hallelujah. And the trick of it is to get your fingers out of the way of the nail when that hammer hits it. Well, me and another brother, I was on this end of the wall, going down it this way. He was on the end of the wall, going down this way. And we were racing. We were racing. And the guy that finished last had to buy lunch. So we were racing and racing and going at it. One after the other. Bang, bang, bang. Hallelujah. And about the fourth or fifth stud down, I came down with my hammer and it cut my thumb. And blood just went everywhere. Hallelujah. I grabbed my thumb and I began to go, "Oh Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Not one cuss word.
Amen.
Not one cuss word.
Amen.
Not one cuss word.
Amen.
When I finally begin to hear what was coming out of my mouth, I begin to have a revival. Because I know I broke the back of that spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My partner thought I was crazy. Hallelujah. We have a big responsibility. Because we don't understand the reality of what we have. We just want to get into heaven. But heaven wants to get into you. In its totality. Hallelujah. I want to read you a verse and I'm going to stop there. It's found in Colossians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Paul writing to the Colossian church. And he's talking to, he starts at the 25th verse of chapter 1. He says, "Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God." At chapter 1, verse 25.
ስለናንተ እንደተሰጠኝ እንደ እግዚአብሔር መጋቢነት የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ፈጽሜ እንድሰብክ እኔ የቤተ ክርስቲያን አገልጋይ ሆኑ።
አሜን።
Even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is being manifest to the saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
ይህም ቃል ከዘላለምና ከትውልድ ጀምሮ ተሰውሮ የነበረ ምስጢር ነው። አሁን ግን ለቅዱሳን ተገልጧል። ለነርሱ እግዚአብሔር በአህዛብ ዘንድ ያለው የዚህ ምስጢር ክብር ባለጠግነት ምን እንደሆነ ሊያስተውቆ ዶ ምስጢሩም የክብር ተስፋ ያለው ክርስቶስ በእናንተ ዘንድ መሆኑ ነው።
አሜን።
What I'm sharing with you this evening is but a little bitty drop. Giving you a little bitty glimpse. It's like peeking through the curtain a little bit. Hallelujah. Of the plan and the purposes that God has for you as a people. Hallelujah. And that purpose is defined in verse 27. That mystery is revealed in verse 27. To whom God would make known the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. Of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is Christ in you.
Amen.
The totality of an omnipotent, omnipotent, omniscient God. And the manifestation of that in your flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That though invite that the environment that you live in might know that there goes a son of God down the street. Hallelujah. For it says all creation, Romans 8, all creation groaneth and travaileth until now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For what?
Amen.
To wit, the manifestation of the Son of God. Brethren, that's talking about you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
ክብር ለኢየሱስ ይሁን። እስኪ ልንታችን ጸባለጌ ሃሌሉያ። እስኪ ተቆጣጩ እግዚአብሔር ፍራሙን አጥላላችሁ ኢየሱስ ጌታ ነው። ጌታ የተናገራችሁ ሰዎች
አይታይን እስኪ አውጣው።
ክብር ለኢየሱስ ይሁን።
አሜን።
ወጸሎት ከመሄዳችን በፊት እስኪ እነዚህ ሰዎች እስኪ ቆመን እግዚአብሔር ይባርካችሁ እንላችኋለን።
አሜን።
ባርካችሁ እግዚአብሔር ይባርካችሁ እንላችኋለን። ሶስት ጊዜ በላቸው። እግዚአብሔር ይባርካችሁ እንላችኋለን። ኢየሱስ ጌታ ነው። አሁን ሁላችንም እንደቆመን ከመጸለያችን በፊት ለእግዚአብሔር ቤት የምንሰጠውን እጃችንን ይዛለን ሁላችንም።
አሜን አሜን።
ሁላችንም በእጆቻችን ይዘን እንጸልያለን።
አሜን
ሃሌሉያ። አሜን
አሜን።
ኢየሱስ ማን ነው?
ጌታ ነው።
አይሰማም?
ጌታ ነው።
ኢየሱስ ማን ነው?
ጌታ ነው።
ሃሌሉያ።
አባት
ሆይ በጌታ በኢየሱስ ስም ለዚህ ስለሚሰጥ ስጦታ መባፍራት እግዚአብሔር የዘላለም አምላክ ከፍ እናደርግሃለን። አቤት ስላገለገልን መንፈስ እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር የዘላለም አምላክ ስላገለገሉ እግዚአብሔር ሰዎች እናከብርሃለን። ህዝብህ ስለተማረ ህዝበ ነብቱን ስላወቀ የዘላለም እናከብርሃለን። እግዚአብሔር ወይ ስላደረክ ተመስገን። ያላቸው የሚሰጡ ይባረኩ፣ የሌላቸው ለመግባት ዘመን ትሰጣቸው። በኢየሱስ ስም ስትያለው በኢየሱስ ስም አሜን። ሁላችን ኢየሱስ ያድናል። የቤተ ክርስቲያኑ ቁጭ በሉ። የቤተ ክርስቲያኑን ቋሚ ፕሮግራም እናገርና ከዛ በኋላ ጸልያለን። ኢየሱስ ጌታ ነው። አትቱ ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ማነው? በሚቀጥለው ሳምንት ጥሩ ስፔሻል ፕሮግራም አዘጋጅተናል። ቤቱ ሰርተን ስለምንጨርስ
ጌታ ነው።
ለዘላለም ያድናል ጌታ
አሜን
ስለዚህ በሚከተለው ሳምንት ሰዎችን ጋብዙ አዳዲስ ሰዎችን ጥሩ እግዚአብሔር ድንቅና ተአምራትን ያደርጋል ሰለሞን እግዚአብሔርን በተመረስ ከሰራው